by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Hallelujah! 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 We give glory to Jesus. We give glory to Jesus. We give glory to Jesus. We give honor to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are merciful. You are gracious. You are full of compassion. Your compassion faileth not, O Ancient of Days. The one whom the Father has sealed, we exalt your name. We adore you. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for preservation. Thank you for bringing us to the end of 2021. We exalt your name for victories, Lord. Thank you for victories. Thank you for victories. Thank you for mercies. Thank you for grace. Manifold grace. We exalt you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Esheo, 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 Jesus, Esheo, Esheo, Jesus, Esheo, Jesus, Esheo. Ese o Jesus, ese o Jesus, ese o Jesus. Amen. We are a few minutes to 2022. I know so many people are streaming this morning. The Lord will help us. I want to thank every one of you that came to this streaming center. There's so much to thank God for. So much, so much. God has been merciful. God has been gracious. If you don't appreciate light, you won't understand what I'm saying. If you don't appreciate the gift of God, you won't understand what I'm saying. But we thank God for all his faithfulness throughout the year 2021 that is coming to an end. We give glory to him. We are in for something great in the year 2022. We are in for an exciting time in the year 2022. God has just started with us. God is just about to start with us. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a year full of mercy. It's going to be a year full of grace. A year full of strength. A year that God will show forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am excited in my spirit. Ha ha. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. There's excitement. You know what the excitement is all about? You know, I was waiting in my spirit. God, what do you want to say? What do you want to say? And God said to me, He said to me, I want to give you everlasting life. You don't understand. You see everlasting life. That way. No. God said, I want to give you everlasting life. It is not story. It is what God wants to do. He wants to give everlasting life. God wants to give everlasting life. Hallelujah. You know the way the thing came. Spirit, yeah, that spirit. Ragabo me. That spirit is here. That presence is here. The presence came mightily on me. Ah, 2022. I want to give you everlasting life. That spirit came with me. Whether it's the Lord, though, whether it's an angel, I know a being came. I want to give you everlasting life. Hey! You know what? You know, we are ending this year in the natural with Omicron. Don't be deceived though. Whether Omicron, whether Delta, whether anyone that will come next year, don't be deceived. I want to give you everlasting life. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And that is going to be our pursuit. That is going to be our focus. God wants to give us everlasting life. 2022. God wants to give us everlasting life. Nothing will take our focus. We are going to be focused on getting everlasting life. 2022, God wants to give us everlasting. Hallelujah. Yes, the same presence that announced that thing to me is here. And it was announced with a presence. Ayaka. The spirit is saying something. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the spirit saith to the churches. Say it, pastor. What is the Spirit saying to us? Hey, what is he saying?
Ola kwa kina kakam kum tofan kan tu funku kong ko king kong kong ku ken king kan ku kong ku kan ke ko kong 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 ki kan kong king kong king kong king kong kong king kong come. Here. Yeah, here. Galia, here. Regalia, here. Come here. Heaven, come here. Yeah, human Newton, come here. Ah, Newton, come here. Ani, nu, kakude, brought here. Come Newton, new, come here. 19, come here. It here, brought it here. Brought it here. Heaven, from heaven. From God. Jail of God. Angel of God. I'm an angel of God. I'm here even with the regalia of the throne, even bearing regalia of riches, even riches of everlasting things, riches of everlasting thoughts, riches of everlasting grace, riches of everlasting light. Yay, everlasting lights in this place. Yay, everlasting lights in this place. But there is a regalia that the God of Jesus has sent through me, even upon you, even great cloud of God is here. Cloud of riches everlasting. Anointment. Also here. I'm an ambassador of God. I'm a great angel. I'm here even with things everlasting prophecies hanging upon you, even prophecies concerning 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 living, abiding, even concerning two. Authority is given me. For to bring even this regalia. It's a wearing. It's a covering. It's a cloth. It's an heaven. It has anointing in it. Even riches, lights, many lights, tokens of light, to fall upon heads, even gifts. gifts of the Father, even gifts of the Father, even gifts of light, even gifts of light, gifts of light, gifts of light, my light. Light, light. I am here. Carry you up. I've come to carry you up. I've come to carry you up. This tutu is to take you up. This tutu is to take you up. This tutu is to take you up. Catch you up. Come up. It's a help. Catching up. Go up. Marble, okay. Come up. I am here to take up. I've come to take. Take up. Come to go glory realm. Come up. I'm here to take up with authority of the throne.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Happy New Year. Happy New 2022. That prophecy ushered us into 2022. It's a year of going up. It's a year of taking everlasting life. Everlasting life is a raising life. Everlasting life is a going up life. We will go up. We will climb. We will be taken. God said, I want to give you everlasting life. 20 is not giving us Omicron. We shake it off our body. Shake up the beast into the fire. The life of God is flowing in me. I am not the truth, and he shall set me free. Oh, shake up the beast, and he shall be no more. Shake distraction. Distractions, things that held you down. Shake distractions. Shake. Distractions. Distraction in social media. Amen. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Year of the fulfillment of God's agenda. Running of God's agenda. We will do God's will this year. His agenda is being unfolded. We will run through 2022 with God's agenda of giving everlasting life. Hallelujah. You know, I was praying, and that spirit kept telling me, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. And it came,
And they started talking to me. He said, you know, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, the Lord was making me, he said, just in a flash, he said, a time was when the slogan was, are you born again? You must be born again. You must be born again. Then, if you are not born again, they look at you and say, "Ah, umbele, this is an umbele. This is an umbele. We are born again. We are the Christians. Ah, we are the believers. We are born again." What concord? I say, an unbeliever with you know, you despise people who were not born again. You disdain them. A lot of us didn't want to company with them because they were not born again. And it was good for people to be born again because the new birth is the beginning of a journey. Now, a lot of the people in the body, in the church, in the world have been born again. For many years, we have been born again. And then we are now beginning to settle. Born again is not a place to settle. Born again is a place to start. It's a starting point. It's a take-off. It's an initiation to a journey into life. The reason for being born again is to have everlasting life. To be able to get the promise, which is the gift of God, eternal life. So the Lord was telling me that it is time now, very soon, people will no longer be identified by, are you born again? They will be identified by, do you have everlasting life? No, this is not a good sermon. This is the way the Spirit of God dropped it in my spirit. If only born again is what you have, you will be looked down upon. Because the new birth is the beginning of the journey. The reason for the new birth, say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. The kingdom is everlasting kingdom, is everlasting life. Except a man be born again, he cannot comprehend, he cannot understand, because the kingdom is the bedrock of the kingdom, or the power of the kingdom is life. It's everlasting life. So the Lord told me, said, a time, a lot of people got born again, and after so many years, people became disillusioned. Because they got born again, they were not seen. They got born again, they were not seen. We got born again and we were playing church. We were playing religion. We were playing goodness. The reason for the born again, for being born again, is so that you can have access to see life. To see everlasting life. So that you can enter. Nicodemus further asked, he said, how can a man be born again after he is old? Will he enter into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, he further complicated it. He said, it is not even being born again. No. He said, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. So it is one thing to see. And the new birth enables you to see. Now, people don't see automatically by reason of the new birth. You need to be exposed to light, teachings, doctrines that will give you eyes to see. You don't automatically see. Somebody can get born again and live all his Christian life and die and never see the kingdom. 50 years, born again, never had a breakthrough into the kingdom. Because somebody who gets born again and all you hear is mommy water spirit, marine spirit, doctrines of devils, it further blinds the eyes. When we got born again, man's eyes got lost in Eden. When Adam ate the fruit, the Bible says, and their eyes were opened. That opening of the eyes is actually a blindness. Their eyes opened to the natural, to the physical, and their eyes got blinded to the reality of God. And down the line, man became more blind. Very, very blind. That the only thing they can see, they can relate with, they can live for, is the natural. Is what is tangible. A man can die. You come across, thank God I'm Igbo. You come across an Igbo man. Say, it's called hold this tight. Your money. Your money or your life? Your money or your life? Hold it close to your chest. Your money or your life? I'm going to kill you now. He prefers that money to his life. Say, take my life. This money, I'm not going to release him. Because he does not see anything beyond that money that he has labored for. He's ready to let his life go. Because there is no reason for the life. There's no reason for living apart from that money. That money is what defines him. When you take that money away, you are taking his life away. So you might as well take the life. It's blindness. Ready to die for vanity. It is blindness. That's what Ephesians chapter 4 said. Ephesians chapter 4, I think verse 20, said that you henceforth, give me 4:17. Ephesians 4:17. This I said therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. In the vanity, how do Gentiles walk? What informs the work of the Gentile? Vanity of their mind. Vanity of their... What is responsible for the vanity of the mind? Having the understanding darkened. And when understanding is darkened, they are alienated from the life of God. Through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. When the heart is blind, it cannot see reality. It cannot appreciate reality. Now we are dancing, we are singing, we are rejoicing because of everlasting life that we cannot see. Don't you think God has helped us? God has showed us great mercy. That we can jump, we can sing, we can dance because God is promising us everlasting life. Everlasting gaining. Mercy has appeared to us that we can celebrate what a man cannot see, what a man cannot appreciate. A man will say everlasting life. Now that one I go chop. But you see, the original promise of God, the original promise of God, the promise of the gospel, the reason for the new birth is that man will have everlasting life. Everlasting life is the life of the Creator. Everlasting life is the life of the Creator. Nothing can be greater than the Creator offering you his life. From the beginning, before man was made, God had ordained that man will have everlasting life. The reason for man is everlasting life. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. That's why I said, except a man be born again, he cannot see that dominion. Man was made for dominion. And what is responsible for dominion is image and what? And likeness. And what is responsible for image and likeness? If our image is everlasting life that crafts the image of God. They call Jesus the image of the invisible God. Why? He was made so. Jesus, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His only begotten son. The son is begotten because he acquired life. Now, it is by life that they battles. They battles and battles and battles and battles by the acquisition of life. He gave. What he gave an everlasting man. He gave an eternal man. That whosoever believeth in him, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have. So the reason for believing in him, the reason for being born again, when you got born again, you just believed so that you can be open to other believings. You believed to get born again. That believing does not stop. You have just started believing. Because there will be an opening. There will be a revelation of the Son of God for you to know, for you to see him. When you see him, and you align with what you are seeing, you will get life. Now, the Lord was telling me something. I was doing my exercise. I was walking in the compound. You know, I can walk up and down, walk like 1.5 kilometers, just going up and down the compound. So as I was walking, then something just dropped in my heart. He said, everlasting men will soon walk the earth. Honestly, this is not a sweet sermon. You know, I don't know how to preach very fine sermon. But this one is a declaration of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He said, the thought just he said, as my feet was walking up and down, he said, so shall everlasting men walk on earth. Everlasting men will walk on earth. Everlasting men, the first everlasting man that walked on earth, everlasting is our Lord Jesus Christ. A man that God loved so much and he gave everlasting life to. He trapped everlasting life in his flesh. And as he was walking, it was an everlasting man walking. He was eating. Everlasting man was eating. Eh? When he's sleeping, everlasting man is sleeping. When he is teaching, everlasting man is teaching. When they grabbed him and flogged him, they were flogging an everlasting man. And even his response shows that he's an everlasting man. Eh? You know one thing? I began to understand how Jesus Christ was able to manage all those beatings and all those things. One thing the Lord has been teaching me of recent is responses. Reactions. He narrowed down on it. Responses. Now I wonder, okay, this is how he taught Jesus. This is how to act. This is how to react. At times, a lot of times, he will come and tell me something before the thing happens. And then tell me how to react. He will tell me, listen, at times I won't get it clear. He will just give me an instruction. I want you to behave like this. 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 I'll be one day, kilo day. Then I'll be thinking it's on. There's something will just happen like that. Saying so that is what I'll be talking about. So one of those days, I was struggling with the instruction. I said, why? Why do you want me to behave like this? Why don't you want me to behave otherwise? Why do you? He said, it is because of the inheritance. The inheritance. What is the inheritance? Everlasting life. Say, God has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's 1 Peter. Let's look at it. He said, it because of the entomophag by inheritance, there's a way they act, there's a way they react. Your action and your reaction can disqualify you from the inheritance. As we are entering 2022, this understanding will be breaking on us. Demands of everlasting judgment will be coming. Light of everlasting life will be visiting us. This is what we are going to be engaged in this 2022. That's what we'll be doing. That's what we'll get engaged in. We'll be engaged in learning laws of everlasting life and in doing them. I don't know the kind of noise Satan is going to make this year. The noise of Omicron entered 2022. But we are hearing another noise. Blessed are they that hear the joyful. The noise we are going to be hearing this year is going to be instructions of everlasting life. Yeah. Understandings of everlasting life. Yeah. Lights of everlasting life. Yeah. Commandments of everlasting life. Yeah. God is serious. God is serious. So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He had begotten us again to a lively hope. What is that lively hope? To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Something is reserved in heaven for you, and it's going to come down. 2022 is going to come down in a tangible way. Heaven is set to bring down what is reserved in heaven for you. It is not meant to stay in heaven. It is meant to be revealed. It comes down by revelation. Then men will walk in it, and then they will grab the inheritance. So I said, I don't know why God became so serious. He became so serious, so focused on action and reaction. Every time he will come, say this, at times he will even show me in a dream, somebody will do something to let me know that he's aware of it. And he will say, this is the way I want you to react. So one of those days I was struggling. Lord, because you see his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher than. But in this 2022, the Lord will help us to begin to accept his ways, to begin to align with his thoughts, because his thoughts will visit you. Everlasting thoughts will visit you. You will throw away the thoughts you have always known and you have always used. You will be quick to align with his thoughts. I had my own way of reacting to such things, and the Lord said no. I said, I said, but if I don't do it this way, it will not go like this. He said no. I said, okay, why? You know, we struggle, we wrestle with thoughts that will give us life. May we not succeed in wrestling away thoughts of everlasting life in the year 2022. Because everlasting life will come like foolish thoughts. It will come like weak thoughts. It will come as thoughts that will make you to be your death. May we be smart enough. May we be sensitive enough. May we be quick enough to pick such thoughts. So that day I was wrestling. I said, Claude, but you know, tell yourself, if you want to get everlasting life, tell yourself, I am a fool. God is the only wise God. Anything he says is wiser than my thoughts. So you'll be quick to align. The only wise God. Every other person, he said, if anyone be wise among you, let him become a fool that he might be wise. Eh? If anyone seems to be wise among you, let him become what? So that he can be. What will make you wise? God's own wisdom. God's thoughts. God's way will make you wise. And in making you wise, he's making you wiser than death. He's making you wiser than hell. Because of our wisdom, we have been held bound by hell and death, by sin and death. So to defeat sin and death, they bring the thoughts of Christ to you. That's the first thing you can take after you are born again. You have been weaned from milk. You take thoughts of Christ. You align with Christ. You obey Christ. Then you gradually come out of sin and death. After sin and death, hell and death is waiting. Hell and death is waiting. It is the thoughts of everlasting life that can deliver you from the thoughts of hell and death. So God wants to raise everlasting man. I was talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, the first everlasting man to walk the face of the earth. The first everlasting man to walk the face of the earth is our Lord Jesus. But he was raised. He was made. His father made him. How did he make him? As the father had, the living father had life in himself, so had he given to the son to have life in himself. The father had life in himself, so had he given to the son to have life in himself. He gave life to the son. The same way he gave life to the son, he wants to give life to us. This project, this agenda is a serious one. Heaven is serious about giving the everlasting life this 2022. How will they give everlasting life? Everlasting judgments will come. The Father loveth the Son. That he did what? He committed all judgments. Judgments there are all thoughts. Reasoning pattern. How they reason. How they think. How they conclude matter in life that makes them remain in life. So, I was saying about action and reaction. I now began to see that what is actually, why he's focusing on that. I now began to see, this is how these beings, they handle matter. This is how they handle matter. And they want to raise people like them with their life. They have to commit the laws of that life to them. So you will say, go against yourself. What is yourself? The way you have always known. They raised you with those ways. Your normal reaction. Your normal reaction. The way you have always known to do things. And it has kept you in the place, in the region of the dead. To give you life, they now bring instruction. That when Pastor Tope slaps Pastor Ayo, everlasting reaction. Everlasting reaction is that Pastor Ayo will turn the next cheek. The reaction of an everlasting man. An everlasting man will be instructed after receiving a dirty slap to get up and go and hug. Hug, hug. Go and hug. Say, Pastor, I love you so much. I'm sorry for what I did that made you to slap me. You think it's not possible? We are getting there. You think it's impossible? It is possible. You know what will make it possible? Light. Light. I said, God said, I want to give you everlasting life. These are the things we will be seeing in our midst. Expression of everlasting life. By reason of judgment of everlasting life. You think it's only Jesus that God is capable of raising to be everlasting? The same thing he used to raise Jesus, they are waiting for us. They will be given to us. You know, my prayer this year, I've been praying. My prayer is God do, God do, God do. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be able to align. Help me not to be distracted by slaps. Different kinds of slaps. You know, orishirishi igba ti igbarun can distract you. It will slow you down. You will see that, hey, ogba mi leti o. Oh, what do I do with this? Oh, he slapped me. He slapped me. There is a solution. If only you can hear. Amen. You will hear a voice from your heart telling you what to go. This is the way. Everlasting reaction. If only this thing is not for people who will hear and not do. It's for people who will be deliberate about getting life that God wants to do. My prayer is, God, every drop of life that you want to give in 2022, let me not fall short of any drop of life. Let me not fall short of any drop of life. Let me capture every drop of life that will come. How do I capture it? I'm going to capture it by obeying instructions. Aligning with everlasting thoughts. I say, God wants to give us everlasting life. For you to have everlasting life, wait for everlasting thoughts, everlasting reactions, everlasting instructions. I don't understand. I'm just wondering, why is God so particular about reaction and action this time around? What's your budget? That's how they give life. One, that one, the sin pain me too much, peppered me too much, peppered me too much. I was going to, but I was afraid somewhere. I said, I don't want to cause trouble. I said, I want God to have preeminence. And the Lord said, do this thing. I said, this one is too much. Somebody will be taking for granted. The Lord now said, it just rose on my inside. He said, Hagin will do this. He mentioned again. I want God to begin to mention my name to people. To say, reverently, we do this. I like that reaction. He said, do it. He said, again, we do it. Again, we do it. Again, we react like this. May your name be mentioned this year. That you will react in an everlasting manner. Amen. That you will take everlasting steps. Amen. Everlasting life is real. And this year, God is going to make it real to us. Amen. It will not just be theory. It will not just be in doctrine. Doctrine will come, but it will be obeyed. Amen. Doctrines of everlasting life will come. It will be obeyed. Men and women who have trapped everlasting life will walk on the face of the earth. That is the reason for the gospel. The gospel is not for you to just get born again and then to begin to play church. The gospel is a life-giving venture. It is life upon life. Jesus said, I have come. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God wants to give you life. Now, let me tell you something. If you, I said, The Lord told me, he said, those days when you are not born again, you are despised. You are looked down upon. You are pitied. Now, many people are born again. And you know the bad thing about people are disillusioned. After many years of being born again, if another level of light does not come, you begin to doubt God. You begin to doubt the reality of God. The Christian life is a journey. The path of the righteous man is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. The just man is heading to the perfect day. The perfect day is when the just man arrives at everlasting life that will now commend him to eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Now, you cannot have eternal life if you don't have everlasting life. Everlasting life is a life that raises stature and makes you qualified for eternal life. Eternal life is the reward of having everlasting life. The gift of God is eternal life. The promise of God. Give me Titus. We have to pursue this thing with the whole of our life. Now, we don't know the distraction that Satan will bring. But you see, God goes ahead of him to help us see into his agenda so that we can know what to focus on. Our focus this year is in getting everlasting life. That's going to be our focus. Getting everlasting life. If you have not finished your curriculum of getting the life that is in Christ, focus on it. Know that God has gone ahead to begin to give everlasting life. So quicken your pace. Quicken your pace to finish your curriculum. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, semicolon. Godliness, that is the first stature you acquire. After getting born again, when your eyes begin to open, the truth that you begin to see, they make you godly. Now, you cannot be godly if you are not exposed to the truth that is after godliness. There are substances responsible for godliness. He said, God who through his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. No man can boast to be godly when you have not been exposed to things. There are things that pertain to godliness. There are things of Christ that will make a man godly. You need things to get the life that is in Christ and become a godly man. And the reason for godliness, see, this journey is so clear in the Bible. Although, you see, Baba Ezekiel of blessed memory, he used to tell me those days, he used to call me Apollos. Say, Apollos, it's not like that. You think this thing is common? Not everybody knows this thing you are talking about. Don't assume and don't expect. This thing is so clear in the Bible. Baba will say, it's not clear to everybody. Apollos, be humble. That's what he's trying to tell me. And give thanks to God that grace is making you to see. Not everybody is seeing the way we see. But grace, God had mercy on us so that we can see. And in our seeing, we have compassion. So that other people who are not seeing will help them to see. That's where we have to stand. So that we also don't lose our reward. So, according to what? Titus. The faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth. There is a truth that is after godliness. That truth, he said, ye have not so learnt Christ. If so be that you have heard him and you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. The truth is in a person. So if you are going to access that truth, they have to unveil that person to you. They have to open up Jesus Christ. They have to open up Christ for you to access the truth in him that is after godliness. That is where the learning of Christ, the learning of truth comes in. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. Learn of me. Learn of me. 2022 is a year of learning. Amen. You will never be tired of learning. Amen. We need to learn. We need to learn. We don't know enough. We don't know as we should know. How many people know as they should know? So if you don't know, as you should know, it means you are falling short of what you should get by learning. My prayer for everyone, for myself, is God, every judgment you need me to know this year, cause me to see it. The aspects of your son that I need to see this year to have the measure of life. I know I cannot come into all of everlasting life in 1 year, but I should make a serious journey. And we journey by seeing, we journey by sighting, we journey by understanding, we journey by learning. We will learn. You will not be tired of learning. And when you are learning, your focus is God wants to give us everlasting life. So he said, the truth that is after godliness, yes. In hope, the reason for godliness is in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God that cannot lie promise eternal life before the world began. May we not go back to heaven to meet God without taking the promise that God made for man before the world began. A lot of saints have died and gone to heaven. They didn't scratch the beginning of the promise. What kind of saints do you think they will be in heaven? They will make angels sad. They will make God sad. They'll say, welcome, oh. What do you carry? What did you bring? He said, me, I born again, oh. I born again, where? I born again, and I was going to church. I was really born again. Say, you got born again? Is that all you brought back? Is that all you brought back? For how many years on earth you came back with born again? You came back with born again. Wasted life. May we not live a wasted life. Do you know that anything you achieve on earth is not reckoned with in heaven? The only thing they reckon with, how much of their life did you trap? How much of the program that God made for man were you able to enter into? Kennedy again lost his sister some time ago. And he was so sad. He was mourning. He was mourning. He was mourning. He was sad. And one of those days, he had an out-of-body experience and went to heaven. And then he saw his sister that died, that he was mourning. And the sister started telling him something else. This sister started telling him, he said, yeah. He said, nobody applauds when you buy a car. Nobody applauds when you build a house. Nobody applauds when you marry. They don't know. They don't know. These are things that came as a result of the fall. If there was no fall, Adam wouldn't have needed a car. to move from point A to point B. Abi? God even demonstrated it a little in the Acts of Apostles. Small. Abi? Philip. Philip's transport. Here he was preaching to the Ethiopian eunuch. He finished preaching. The next minute, he saw himself in Samaria. He didn't enter aeroplane. That's just a little demonstration of how man was meant to function. So, car is a diminishing, say, you don't understand. This one that we count as glory, so, including me that is preaching, it has become status. We don't know that it's because we were reduced that we needed car. And we bask in our reduction. We glory in our reduction. We are not groaning to come out of it. We want more of it. It's reduction. You know, it's blindness that made us to begin to glory in our shame. Earthly things. We glory in it. But, you know, our hearts should begin to fear. Fear that if I miss God, what will I have to show? What did I achieve? Do you know what they call achievement in the other side? Achievement is how much of life you were able to trap. How much of the life of God that he promised man. How much of the agenda, the reason for which God created man. How did you press into it? Did you scratch it? So, Hagen's sister started begging Hagen to go and tell her son on earth. Say, please tell him to make sure he fulfills his ministry. That was all the understanding she had then. Because ministry is not even what commends you to heaven. Ministry is good if we do it faithfully. You get rewarded for it. You should be faithful to what God commits to your hand. It's very good. But you see, we can be carried away by the doing and organizing of ministry that you will not pay attention to acquisition of life. May I not do ministry and forget to acquire life. 2022, in the name of Jesus. May I pay more attention to what God has to say, to the alterations that God wants to make on my inside, to the change he wants me to get, to the things he wants me to adjust, instructions he has given that I'm struggling with. May I receive grace this year to do them. Because obeying instruction is going forward. Obeying instruction is going up. Some months ago, when we were preparing for an amnesty, the Lord told me, come up to me. This prophet said, come up. Say, come up. Come up. Come up. Come up to me. Come up to me. Come up to me. Say, come up to me. Come up to me. Come up to me. In going up, you have to leave some distractions. Yes, ma'am. Leave some distractions. Leave things that you think matter so much but does not matter in life. We will go up. Our going up is acquisition of everlasting life. The more life you have, the upper you go. Upward movement is acquisition of everlasting life. So she told him, please tell my son, tell my son. You know, like Lazarus and the rich man, when they are always concerned about their people down here. And the people down here don't know what is going on. But they are seeing better. They are in a place where they see better. They see what matters. They see what is real. They see what endures. They see what lasts. They see what is tangible. They see what is real. So they send message to people who are on earth who are not seeing well, who are distracted by things, earthly things. Earthly things are our distraction. May we receive grace this year.
Amen.
To be detached from that which put us down.
Amen.
Which tie us down.
Amen.
One of the things that you will put on your lips this year is ignore. Mojukuro. Fojufo. Ignore. You are going to be doing a lot of ignoring. What are you ignoring? Things that will slow you down. Things that does not amount to anything. Things that does not allow you to journey faster. You know, there are weights that we tie around our legs. When you carry weight, you can't run fast. When they are, you'll be dragging like. And so many things constitute weight to us. Different things. God will help you to identify your own weight. So you can drop it. So he said, tell my son to please. What am I saying? It is so important to trap everlasting life. It is so important. It is more important than anything a man can become on earth. Because once you drop this earthly suit, everything you have achieved becomes nothing. It is how much life you trap that will determine who you are eternally. 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 So a lot of human beings have been born again. They have walked the face of this earth. And they dropped their earthly suit. And they went into heaven. And when they got to heaven, they saw dwarfs appearing. He could. Say, who is this? For how long were you born again? Say 50 years. And you know, pass like this. Jesus Christ walked the earth 33 years. I don't know how God configured that man. He became an eternal man. 33 years. What kind of focus was that? He was not disturbed with things that disturb us. 33 years. He finished the work. When he came, he was not concerned about anything. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. I must do the will of him that sent me and I'll finish it. I have meat to eat that you know not of. My meat is to... What was the meat? The will of God. He said, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not. My ear you have opened. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you don't have pleasure. I said, no, I come in the volume of the book to do your will, O God. I come in the volume of the book to do your will, O God. What was the will that he was doing? Give me chapter 6 of John. John chapter 6 from verse 39. He was so focused. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me. When he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. This is the will of him that sent me. That everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So the will of God is that everyone we have everlasting life. That's the will of God. That was the will that Jesus Christ came to fulfill. He started it, he fulfilled it in himself by trapping everlasting life. In himself, he gained life in himself. God gave him life. How did God give him life? God gave him judgments. God gave him light of the life that is in God. He gave him all that life. He gave him light. Gave him life by giving him judgments. And he obeyed. He was so focused on getting life that by age 33, he was an eternal man. He syllabus. He finished the syllabus of everlasting life. By age 33, some of us are looking at 60. Pastor? Why is she in Kowa? Don't reply like that. Don't act like that. I'm looking at 60. Don't reply. Don't act like that. Don't reply like that. May God shorten the time that we will use to acquire life. May God quicken our pace. This year, 2022, God will help us. We need every prayer we are going to be praying. We are going to be praying for grace that every drop of life that God wants to give this year, we will not miss it. In the name of Jesus, the doctrine that will bring it, God will bring it. The teachings that will bring that life, it will come. The understanding that will bring the life that God wants to give in 2022, it will come. It will come on pulpit. It will come through pastors. It will come through everyone that stands on this pulpit. They will drop something that will help us to journey further into life. January, we will get life. February, we will get life. Life that is ordained for March, we will get it. The life for April, we will get it. The life for May, we will get it. The life for June, we will get it. The life for July, we will get it. The life for August, we will get it. The life for September, we will get it. The life for October, we will get it. The life for November, we will get it. The life for December. This time, as we are entering December of this year, everlasting status would have risen in us to a large extent. We would have made progress in everlasting life. You will not end this year the same way you are starting this January. You would have changed. You will change. And change and change in the name of Jesus. You will understand life. You will gain life. You will do life. You will comprehend life. You will comprehend life. You will comprehend life. You will get all the life that God wants to give this year in the name of Jesus. There shall be a pressing forth. There shall be a pressing in. There shall be a going up in this camp in the name of Jesus. What you struggled with last year, you will not struggle with it this year. Grace will be ministered by reason of understanding, by reason of light. Grace will be ministered for you to overcome your shortcomings. Sins that easily beset you, you will overcome. Like this year, this past year, we give glory to God. There were major victories. There were major victories. Major victories. Major devils were overcome. There were major victories over certain spirits. Ancient spirits. Me, I know I fought spirits. I fought spirits last year. I fought spirits 2020. And I just suddenly see myself, I'm free from that fight. God helped me to overcome. So the remaining ones, spirits that come against people who are pressing into everlasting life, everlasting evil spirits, we will conquer them this year. In the name of Jesus, God will give us grace. God will give us strength. We will conquer ancient spirits. Spirits that have vowed that you will not cross to everlasting life. They have vowed that you will not cross. They said nobody in your family has ever crossed. How can you be the first? You will cross. In the name of Jesus. You will fight your battles. You will win it. In the name of Jesus. You will be teachable. Amen. You will be contrite. Amen. You will be easily entreated. Amen. You will let go easily. Amen. For life to prevail. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want us to rise up and begin to thank Him. The Lord has ushered us into this year with a great prophecy. He's promising us that light will come. Substances will come. Everlasting substances will come. To build us. To take us up. We will pray for one another. We'll pray for ourselves. Pray for one another. Because if one person is slowing down, it can affect the journey of the whole community. All of us will journey at a high pace. At a high speed. We will get all that God wants to give this year. God wants to give us everlasting life. He said, I want to give everlasting life. We are going to pray for God to help us to be focused on catching the focus that Jesus Christ had, that he was able to trap everlasting life in 33 years. 33 years. A 33-year-old man became an everlasting man. He became an eternal man. He died, he rose, and went straight to the right hand of the majesty on high. And he said he will come to us so that where he is, there we will be also. God will do a short walk in our lives this year. A short walk in righteousness. We will pack life. We will pack life. We will pack life so much this year than we have never ever done. All the years we have been born again put together in the name of Jesus. Our focus is life. Our focus is getting life. Our focus is getting what God wants to give us. We will not fall short of His gift. We will not fall short of His promise. We'll get everything in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 As Pastor Tope was praying, the Lord, I just remembered an experience I had some time ago about reaction. Somebody said something that was very nasty about us. Very nasty. I said, how can somebody talk, a Christian, talk like this? And I just felt I should say some things to the person. To explain to the person something. I was not going to abuse. Do you understand? I think I've shared it before. I was not going to abuse the person. I was just going to say some things that will explain some things to the person, things that he didn't know. Had he known those things, he wouldn't have made such statements. You know, we are so raised to talk. We don't know how to keep quiet. So I was waiting. I was not going to fight. I was not going to revile. I didn't know that it was reviling I was going to do. It was the Lord that defined it to me that it was reviling. So I was waiting that the day I see this person, I will ask him some questions. Where were you when this and this happened? Where were you when this and this? Where were you? Where were you? And you know, if you hear my questions, you think, yes, you need to ask these questions. So one of those days, I knelt down to pray. And I was thanking God. You know, we say some things that we don't even know the meaning. I said, God, I thank you. God, I really thank you. I thank you for this divine life, divine nature that you have called us into. And the Spirit of God asked me, say, what did he just say? Divine life, divine nature. I said, yes, divine nature. Ah, the Bible says you have given us this, so that by this we may be partakers of the divine nature. He just paused. He said, divine nature, when it is reviled, it does not revile again. So that is divine nature. You know, we need to understand, these are things, understandings that God will begin to bring to us these days, to know the things that make for everlasting life, everlasting judgments. Ah, he said, you are thanking me for what? Divine nature. Say, divine nature, when it is reviled, does not revile again. I said, hey, so that what I wanted to do was reviling. I didn't know. I thought I was going to, you know, put some facts straight. Set the record straight. May God help us to seal this our mouth. So that when you're not supposed to talk, you will not talk. You know, when something happens, your whole body, you will not, some people will not be able to sleep until they have vomited what is in their mouth. Then they will have a peace. They will have peace. Thank God. It's like a woman has just delivered. They delivered a man child. May God help us that life does not slip out of our mouth. No, your body will be doing like that. Eh? And he said that. And he said this. And he did this. And he did this. I will say my own. I will say my own. I will say my own. And then, whoosh, life goes. The life you are trapped goes out through your mouth. The Lord is narrowing down on this issue of action and reaction. That's what he taught our Lord. That when creatures that he created were slapping him, Bible says, as a sheep led before his shearers, he was dumb. May we be dumb where we need to be dumb. Those are everlasting judgments. As a sheep led before, they were his creatures. He created them. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. And they became his sharers. And he was dumb. What kind of a thing that did the father teach him? What kind of judgment was he giving? May God give us this judgment. May God make us wiser than our enemies. Our enemies know how to make us to lose life. He will come and pinch you somewhere. Your mouth will open. Life goes out. Then you pray. You listen to message again. Listen. You get to a place. He has gathered life. We know how to lick it. Just set somebody who is carnal. Set him up against you. And then you... life goes out. May God block every avenue of leakage in our lives this year. In the name of Jesus. All we just need to understand. Understanding the new. Understanding will make you say, there's nothing in it, oh Jare. What are we going to say now? So when I say something, have I gained life now by saying something? You just walk past it. Say, let it go, let it be. And you will not nurse animosity because of that. Understanding will let you help you to throw animosity away. At the same time, keeping quiet. You know, when you keep quiet, it becomes more painful. Than when you talk, oh, sort here,
Yeah, okay, we can begin to play now. You don't do me, I do you. God, no vex. Me, self, I no vex. But when you keep quiet, the pain seems to linger. But God will give us wisdom above that pain that lingers. So understanding will make the pain to go. Understanding will make you a child. A child. They don't retain offense. That's one thing you are going to, in your heart, before you come to this table. Every offense you have in your heart, you relinquish it. Bring every offense under the blood. Let nobody come to this table still harboring offense. Clean the slate. Receive grace this year to make your slate clean. Go about with duster. When the devil whispers to you what your brother has done, what your brother has not done, you say, the slate is clean. At a cleaning, yeah. You fling what the Lord has said. Yeah, did you hear the Lord said, would you clean slate? This slate, I've cleaned it. It's no longer there. Don't remind me. Because he will make you feel that the thing is still there. Meanwhile, you have cleaned the slate, but he will want to write it on it again. These are avenues where we leak life. We lose life. He will just come, breathe into your heart, and then you feel pain. The Lord will help us to trap life and not to lose life. He will give us wisdom to hold life throughout the year. We will be floating. We'll be going up, 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 up. Not one step up, two steps down. Yes, it's because of ignorance that we take one step and we come down two steps, because the devil knows where to get you. But God will make you wiser than your enemies. He will make you wiser than your enemies. The issue of life is real. If it is not real, Satan will not be fighting it. If it's not real, spirit will not fight it. The kind of battle that spirit put up when this issue of everlasting life began to come is unthinkable. You'll be wondering, kilo day, why is it so particular? Because that is the undoing of Satan. Everlasting men are the solution to Satan. Everlasting men that can no longer be corrupted, because everlasting life is a solution to corruption. It is an incorruptible life that if a man gets it, he will never be corrupted again. He will not go bad. He will be sealed. It's very important. God wants to see men that are sealed walk this earth, and we will be part of them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you. Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for